If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Alex Zalbin, host and producer of the long-running Comic Book Club podcast. How's it going, Alex?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on, Wendy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to start with the wrap-up of Stephen Colbert. I just want to tell everyone, I am so late to this party. I wish I would have started watching him sooner. He's amazing.
He said if he had one more viewer, he wouldn't have been canceled. So,
I'm kidding.
No, there's a lot of factors that led to the cancellation of The Late Show, but tonight is going to be the final episode ever, if I have my dates correct. The show started in 1993 with David Letterman. It moved over to Colbert in 2015, so it's been running for a really long time, but this is it. Tonight on CBS at 11:35 p.m., you can watch the show live to tape, and what that means is they're actually taping it earlier today, which is going to be an interesting thing because we don't know who the guests are on the final episode. There's every chance it's going to start to leak out later on this afternoon once people get out of the taping. The white whale that Colbert has said he's always wanted on the show is the Pope.
Oh, so, no.
I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll have to tune in to see for sure. If you don't have CBS for whatever reason, if you have Paramount Plus, you can stream it live with the premium plan. Otherwise, you can watch the next day on Paramount Plus with the Essential plan. And yeah, this is a big deal. He's been on a nonstop tour with David Letterman, came back, and they threw stuff off the roof, which
is amazing.
That
was great.
So good.
They were throwing off CBS furniture. That's what they started with.
Which is great.
Yeah. And then they had to, of course, do the watermelons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just throwing back to the classic Letterman bit. That was so much fun to see. And then last night on the show, they had a bunch of people asking final questions of Colbert. So they had Billy Crystal, Weird Al, Josh Brolin, Martha Stewart, Mark Hamill, Jim Gaffigan. It goes on and on. So they have been running through somebody. I guess they had Bruce Springsteen played on the show this week.
Yep.
So I have no idea what's going to happen tonight. And I will just mention, if you are staying up to watch it live at 11:35, they have said it's going to be an extended episode. It usually goes to about 12:37. They haven't said how extended, so get ready for a long night, potentially.
He just amazes me. He's so smart. He's so funny and not a bad dancer. I saw him on stage with David Byrne doing Burning Down the House in a blue jumpsuit.
He can do so many things. I mean, one of the things, we don't know exactly what he's going to be doing after this. There was a video he put out interviewing Barack Obama where he was jokingly talking about a presidential run because people have talked about that. I don't think he's going to do that. We do know that he is writing a Lord of the Rings movie. He's been obsessed with Lord of the Rings his entire life, so that's coming up for him. And one other thing I actually should mention, not to take a step backwards, but if you are a late night watcher, both Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel are going dark tonight to drive viewers over to the final Late Show, which is a very cool, very nice thing to do for their friend.
This whole thing has just come together. I loved watching Jon Stewart on with him. I'm just wondering who's left on the book of who's who to be on his show tonight on the final show.
I have no idea. Maybe it's just a hour and a half long rant from Stephen Colbert about everything.
He could do it. He's the one. Well, yeah, I wish I would have jumped on that bandwagon a little earlier. And I'm wondering if, like, his older shows are going to be available on streaming anywhere or if they're going to be deleted.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it also comes down to rights and things in terms of music. So I guess we'll have to see. Certainly this bodes a potential end or change in late night in general. It's something few people have been fearing for a long time. But my big recommendation as a TV fan, as a late night fan, is if you do love a TV late night show, watch it. I highly recommend. I think Seth Meyers is maybe the best interviewer in the game. He really just relates to people. Check out his show. If you love Jimmy Kimmel, watch Jimmy Kimmel. If you love Jimmy Fallon, watch Jimmy Fallon. You know, TV's changing in a big way, and I just don't think in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, it's going to be around in the same way. So give it some love while you can.
Ah, that's great advice.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and today's Entertainment Report features Alex Zalbin, host and producer of the Comic Book Club podcast. All right, Alex, I am a huge fan of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I really love Quentin Tarantino. What news do you have for me today?
Well, I have some amazing news for you then. There is a spin-off sequel that is tentatively titled called The Adventures of Cliff Booth. It got a tease in the Super Bowl. You might have seen some weird, inexplicable footage featuring Brad Pitt that premiered there. That is, in fact, a whole movie that follows his stuntman character on his own adventure. It is written by Quentin Tarantino, but directed by David Fincher. We'll also star Timothy Oliphant and a bunch of other folks. And they finally announced a release date for it. It is going to be coming out in IMAX theaters on November 25th. We'll get a 2-week run there, and then it will debut right before Christmas on December 23rd on Netflix. The side note there that I was pretty excited about, I'm a huge fan of The Chronicles of Narnia, the book series by C.S. Lewis, and originally that slot in IMAX was supposed to go to Greta Gerwig's Narnia, the Magician's Nephew. However, maybe it's not ready, whatever happened, but that is being shifted off to next year. Oh. Now, that will get an extended release starting February 12th. It's going to get the longest theatrical run ever for a Netflix movie, and then will eventually premiere on the streaming service on April 2nd. So, two great movies, hopefully, to look forward to. The Adventures of Cliff Booth, if that is the final name, coming to IMAX on November 25th, and then Netflix on December 23rd. And then next year, Narnia, the Magician's Nephew, February 12th in theaters, April 2nd on Netflix.
Well, I'm going to be all over that Once Upon a Time spinoff. I loved Schmigadoon with Cecily Strong, a musical TV show that was fabulous. And now it's going to come to the big stage, huh?
Yeah, like you said, this is a great 2-season Apple TV Plus series. It's about a couple who gets lost in the woods and ends up in a small town where everything is old school musicals, all original songs, absolutely hilarious. I always recommend it to people to check out. And it did come to Broadway and actually is the most Tony Award nominated show of the season. It has 12 Tony Awards. And the good news for your local listeners, though, is they just announced they're going to be doing a North American tour of the show. You're going to have to wait a little bit. It's not starting until September 2027, but it is definitely coming to Chicago. It'll start in Baltimore, and they haven't announced the exact dates, but I believe Chicago will likely be the second stop there. Set a broad reminder in your calendar for Schmigadoon on stage coming to Chicago sometime likely in 2027.
I have got to see that when it comes here. I have not yet seen the Michael Jackson movie. I want to see it. I have some friends who have seen it who said it was really good. Well, now there's this is a new Michael Jackson documentary, not that one Leaving Neverland. I remember that years ago.
Yeah, definitely check out Leaving Neverland. That is a hard watch, but it's a really important one. Now, the thing that's interesting about the Michael Jackson movie, which is in theaters now and is doing huge box office business, is for a variety of reasons, mostly legal reasons, they initially delved into the allegations against Michael Jackson, but had to cut them out of the movie and refilm the whole thing. So now it ends right before that. They're talking about doing a semi-fictionalized sequel to that that should come out at some point. But of course, people are hopping on the back of the Michael Jackson fever. And there is a new documentary called Michael Jackson, The Verdict, that will be premiering on Netflix on June 3rd. Now, the little caveat there is we don't actually know who they talk to in the documentary, other than, according to Netflix, media figures who are inside the courtroom and observe the case unfold firsthand. So we don't know what that means. I have not seen the documentary itself. But if you are intrigued about what happened back in the day, that is going to be on Netflix. And we'll see. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's responsible. If not, check out Leaving Neverland, because that's the definitive take on this sort of thing.
And, of course, my husband, Jimmy Mack, host of Rebel Force Radio podcast, is going to see the new Star Wars movie tonight. I think he's seeing it twice. And I am going with my boys to see Tom Kenny, who's the voice of SpongeBob. He and his band, The High Seas, will be at Reggie's Nightclub in Chicago. So we're going to have a fun time tonight. And you and I are going to talk tomorrow again about things.
Yeah, absolutely. Have so much fun at the Tom Kenny gig. That sounds so cool.
I know. I love him. I really still enjoy SpongeBob SquarePants, the cartoon show. It's great.
I was at a live event with him and the guy who does the voice of Patrick Starr, and it was so weird seeing him in real life because they're just like that. They're just like that in real life. It's amazing.
Well, I can't wait to see it. And I really loved the SpongeBob movie with David Hasselhoff making an appearance in it. It was great. It just cracked me up.
And so much fun.
David Hasselhoff is LaGrange, Illinois. Born and bred there, I'm pretty sure. And why is he so popular in Germany? Is that still a thing?
I haven't been to Germany recently to check, but I'm going to say yes.
All right. And I haven't watched the Boys series finale yet. That's why I didn't bring it up. So I just wanted to tell you that. So maybe we can discuss it tomorrow, but I don't know. I won't be home in time probably to watch it before we speak.
We can vaguely talk about it. I'll keep it spoiler free and
okay.
We can talk about it tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you so much as usual, Alex Albin. I really appreciate chatting with you. Always fun.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure. We'll talk tomorrow. He is host and producer of the long-running Comic Book Club podcast. You can go to comicbookclublive.com.